This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Going on, you ask. Well, you've come to the right place to figure that out. Let me turn there. How's that sound? Kara, better without the microphone?
Yeah, a little bit.
Having a visitation from young Miles, my grandson. Maybe he'll wander
did
in.
Did I miss it?
Yes, you
oh
did.
Oh, my God, Jenna. So cute.
You missed it.
Come on.
He has the cutest little voice, and then he finally got his headphones on, and he was able to say hi to Kara and me. And then he turns to Doug, and he goes, I'm done having fun with you now, and he's left.
He's sort of like Doug when he's done.
Yeah, yeah, so
he's like, I got to go. Thanks. See you later.
Yeah. All right, so the DJV Experience on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Here at your service and on your side, as is Chelsea Clinton, who has jumped to the defense again of Barron Trump. I can't believe what a bunch of weasels there are in the world. That's really what the people who object for whatever reason to Barron Trump and his look.
Is this just because of his outfit?
Last Sunday, this happened a couple of times. There was a let's see here. I saw a picture of the. Let me see if I can find. Here it is. Both father and mother, and he's wearing a J. Crew T-shirt with the phrase "On your mark, Tiger Shark," along with an image of a shark. Okay, so what? So Trump's in a suit as usual. Melania's dressed to the nines, and the kid's got a T-shirt on. So what? Whose life is so unfulfilled or worthless? What is the matter?
It's a good question.
There's a lot of hateful people out there.
My favorite part of the critique of his outfit is that he doesn't have any responsibilities as the president's son, but the least he could do is dress the part.
Oh,
he goes out.
Come on.
Like, you just acknowledge that he doesn't have any responsibilities and
he's a child.
But that's
leave
the problem is because he's a big kid. He's a tall kid. People think that he's older than he is. And he's young.
He's 11.
So what is he? I think he's like 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
But people look at him and think he's 18.
The thing that I find more, this bothers me, no question about it. But looking at Chelsea Clinton's tweet, she said, it's high time the media and everyone leave Barron Trump alone and let him have the private childhood he deserves. Chelsea Clinton is 37 years old.
I know.
37.
And think about how awful people were to her.
Awful.
I mean, I think that they gave the Bush girls a break, and I think that the Obama girls got a break. I mean, there were a few people who were crazy about both of them.
I think some of the stuff with the Obama kids has been pretty awful.
Well, I mean, look, they followed the Bush kids around and were making fun of them for drinking. When you compare that to what Chelsea Clinton endured, I think she had it far worse.
People were always talking about how ugly she was.
Also
got her chops pretty...
Right. Well, I'm just saying, like, in recent, like,
in our lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's in my lifetime. Excuse me. Thank you.
Jennifer means, but in our.
Speaking from my experience.
But, I mean, I do think you're right, Jen. Chelsea got it pretty bad, and I think she's very sensitive to that. And it's just, I mean, come on, leave this kid alone. You know, it's just enough's enough.
It is. Pretty disgusting when it's all
it
about
is disgusting and it's
that.
Un-American. I think the whole thing makes it just grosses me out. It's I don't care where it's coming from, what side you're on. Leave a child alone. Like, grow up, get a life, get a hobby, get some friends. Get out of your parents' basement
and get some heels. So I'm needing to go back to this overview of high heels and how it seems to be so aimed at men. There's a study, if you've not heard it, there's a study that concludes that heels are bad for women as far as their health is concerned, but good for women when it comes to the attention they get wearing these heels. The higher and narrower they are, the worse they are for you. A lot of people have been
those are the only kind worth wearing.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Those high and the really high ones, though, kill me when I see a woman walking around the mall or, like, at a Dodger game, and she's wearing these ridiculously tall heels. I mean, look, you make it seem like I wear heels every single day. I don't. I wear heels when I dress up. But you got to give yourself a break. I don't know. I mean, some women wear them all the time.
I saw some woman in hooker heels at Wegmans yesterday, and I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. So the thing that is, I don't know, troubling about this, I guess I'm not like most men. I don't look at it that way. I like women's feet, but I don't have a foot fetish. I mean, this whole thing is kind of bordering on fetishism, if there is such a thing. Is there an ism for fetishism, for fetishes? If you have a fetish.
Well, you're a foot fetish guy.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, no, Jennifer. So you know what I'm saying. And the reason, apparently, according to the study, that women wear heels is because they think men like them in heels.
I don't think it's just that. Because a lot of lesbian women, a lot of lesbians wear heels, too.
More likely to help her if, for example, she asks a question or drops something. If she got heels on, they'll answer her.
I think most women don't want that kind of attention, or at least consciously.
What?
Okay, Jen wants that attention. Maybe it's because I don't wear heels, but I don't want a guy to help me out because I look better when I bend over.
Oh, no, I agree. I don't want to be like a damsel in distress, but right. I think I think women wear heels because they want to present themselves in a certain way, which would get them a level of attention.
But there's also something like one of the weird things when I worked at Cosmo magazine, all the cover shoots are from basically like the waist up. They never have a full body shot ever, and that's just the format of the magazine. But every single model always wears heels, even though they're not seen. It's a confidence thing. It's a posture thing. I think women feel sexier in heels. I don't know. There's something about them that I don't think women will do. Just even though we know it's terrible for our backs and our knees and ankles and everything, we're never giving up our heels.
Yeah, I think my only issue is when it's required for jobs, because in the business school when I was in college, you had to wear heels. Now, the guys are wearing suits, which can be uncomfortable if it's hot out, but they're wearing suits and normal, you know, dress shoes. And women have to wear a skirt and a suit jacket, and they have to wear heels that are a certain height every single day.
Really?
Now, I don't know if you've ever been to University of Maryland's campus, but it's huge. And walking around it is terrible in just normal shoes, so I can't imagine what that's like in heels. But it's just, it's a requirement, and I don't really understand
how that's
allowed.
That's a bummer.
Wow.
You know, I found myself, I just was thinking about this, I said fetishism, and then I started thinking to myself, as you were talking, how many words I find myself using or paying attention to since the Charlottesville situation and the Nazism and that sort of thing came to the surface. How many isms there are? I remember studying these when I was in school, but it wasn't the same. There were different words that have now become part of the vernacular, like racism and sexism and classism. You know, we used to study feudalism and Nazism and fascism and stuff like that, the isms, which are a belief.
Funny, it seems like we've been studying all those things again lately.
Yeah, well, that's the point that I was making, Jennifer. The ism added to a word supposedly means, if you look it up, it's an item shared by a group that results in many cases in the oppression of another group. I don't know about, maybe fetishism isn't a real word. I think I just made that up. But when you think about the isms, ageism, right? A lot of people think there is ageism. As a matter of fact, Meredith and I were talking about that at dinner the other night as we reference our own age and whether there's prejudice against us because we're getting older. Do we have less power, less privilege? Is there a difference in how we treat people? Your age, Jennifer. Your age, Victoria. Your age, Kara. And my age. Differential. Like, sometimes you don't treat me with much respect because I think you...
Oh, my God.
I think there's different kinds of ageisms. I think that some people are treated differently because they're old, and I think that some people are treated differently because they're young.
Yeah, that's true.
What's multiculturalism? What's your definition? That's another one of these words that floats to the surface all the time now. What do we think? Multicultural.
Many, just many cultures, a mixing of many cultures.
So have we become, as America, the home of multiculturalism? Is there a place on the planet that has more cultures that are a part of the group of people that have come together under one label that is in America?
Well, I think, isn't, I mean, I would think most of the world is now
embracing
multicultural.
It?
Like, yeah, I mean, Canada has
Japan is not, China's
well,
not
no,
really.
No, but I'm, okay, let me finish.
The Asian countries are not.
Canada, okay, Canada is
very,
very diverse.
Much so, yep, okay. Yep.
London, Ireland, yeah. Not London, England, Ireland, France, they're all very multicultural now, way more than they ever used to be. Not as much as we are here, but they're also not nearly as big. Mm-hmm. So I think Canada is roughly the same size as, well, it's bigger than the U.S., but it's roughly the same size. So mm-hmm. I think that we're probably a little more diverse than Canada, but not by much.
Mm.
I would say we're probably the prime example. I mean, it's about a government recognizing multiple cultures, multiple yeah. religions, multiple. So, I mean, I think our government does that probably most because on a larger scale than.
But isn't that, Jennifer, the cause of the problem with people who don't embrace that, the people who, even though they're Nazis, they don't want anybody other than them?
No, I mean, look, there's a lot of there are a lot of isms that are problematic, mm-hmm. that are sort that are plaguing the country right now. So, I mean, yes, but I tend to believe that these isms that are plaguing the country are on a smaller scale. They just happen to be getting their moment in the sun for mm-hmm. whatever reason.
Yep.
But if you look at the amount of people who are showing up for particular isms. While the number might be disturbing to even have more than one, in comparison, I mean, in our day-to-day lives, how much of that are we touched by? I mean, I'm touched by far more examples of good and right and moral than I am not.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's a good point, and we ought to make that point more often.
I mean, there's places, you know, we forget. There are places you can wake up where Kara, Victoria, and I would have to cover our face, and we have to wear clothing from the neck to the ankle.
Yeah, forget high heels.
And we aren't able to vote, and we aren't able to,
drive.
To talk on the radio with you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so there's, and
there's
plenty of places
there?
You uttered, if you would utter one word, people would
I'm
be
sure
like,
we
oh,
could
get
pull
this
together a ticket
off
for you, Doug.
Off of their heads. All right, here's an introduction I'd like to make. For those of you who have been listening to the commercials for Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggies, and wonder, what's this all about? Balance of Nature is a nutrient company, and their products provide, with every capsule, 9 to 11 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables that are wholly ripened on the vine. Do you know how important that is, how different it is? A lot of fruit is picked, and so are vegetables, before they are ripe and they are shipped, and it's hoped, for example, bananas. You go to the store, you see all those green bananas? They were picked, many of those bananas were picked a month ago before they were mature at all, and they get transported in various circumstances in heat vans, and they still don't ripen until they get either to your home or they're in the store. And that's I give you that example because it's not as good for you. If a fruit is not ripened or a vegetable is not ripened, not as good for you. So when the products that are put into the Balance of Nature capsules are actually put into service, if you will, they are completely 100% ripened. And that's how they help boost your immune system 720%. You believe that? 800-246-8751. That's how you order. That's how you order Balance of Nature products. And when you call 800-246-8751, you have a question about how to help yourself to better overall health. They have people that are health consultants, health coaches on duty all the time, and no charge. You can call that number and get some guidance. It's unheard of. What a cool company. 800-246-8751. Order the products, either that or at nature.com. It is balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the promo code DJV. 800-246-8751.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All out of the Army, all out of the Navy, all out of the Calvary. Free of high, all the FBI.
The roots of rock and rockabilly. Here we have.
Get all the bass, get all the cooks I see.
Memory of the 2 years, sister. Crank it up, it's Sonny Burgess.
My baby.
Don't you love this?
I love this sound.
United Nations, all the radio stations, find my baby for me.
What year is this? 58? What's the year of this, Tara? Can you tell me this stuff when you found the music? I'd say 58, but I'm not sure.
It seems like a good guess. I'm not sure, but Roy Orbison is actually on this track, too, which is pretty amazing.
Doing the bop, 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 Almost hear Roy Orbison's voice there. Sonny Burgess has passed away at the age of 88. Early pioneer in rockabilly. Came from Arkansas. He was among a group of singers in the mid-50s who mixed rhythm and blues with country and western. And thus came Sonny and Elvis and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis. He was a Sun Records find in Memphis. And he worked with all these guys. Member of the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. Oh, man. I can listen to this stuff all day long. Crank it up a little more. Whole lot of shaking going on.
He's older than Elvis, right?
Elvis is about Elvis. 10 years older than Elvis. Yeah, Elvis, on the anniversary of his death last week, I think it was 77, 78, something like that.
Because you can hear that Elvis was probably influenced by this sound, too.
Right. All right, so for those of you who remember Sonny Burgess, I understand that if you didn't know him, but you understand now how impactful he was in the world of what was then pop music. Oh-ha! Britney Spears.
What a transition.
Change the pace a bit here. Britney in Las Vegas.
She's
winding down at the end of the year.
Elvis a little, right, with the Vegas.
What's that, Jen?
She's like Elvis a little with the Vegas connection.
Well, yeah. She deviated from her usual performance last weekend to introduce a cover of Bonnie Raitt's hit Something to Talk About. in her Britney Piece of Me concert. We have this playing in the background here, yeah?
Yep.
Not bad.
This must be a live version from the show. It was my first clip.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad. I think she sounds better than people give her credit for.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
She grabbed a handheld mic, popped her headset off, and told the audience, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. This morning I woke up, looked at the news, a lot of things going on in the world. One minute they tear you down, that's horrible, and the next minute you're on top of the world. But I've never really spoken about it. I'm a southern girl from Louisiana, I like to keep it real. So I just want to make sure I keep having you guys, giving you guys something to talk about. And then she sang the song. Grant started to play the song. This is, and by the way, this song is a great song. I used to use this as theme for my radio, local radio program. And I know it wasn't very clever. How many other people are using it as well? Something to talk about. She got 18 more shows in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood, apparently. Last performance will be December 31st. She's been there off and on since December of 2013, 250 performances. What was she being paid, $10 million a performance or some crazy number like that?
I don't know, but it is a good show. She does a really good job.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I have seen it. And it's not that she's like the great vocalist. It's not even that I think she really sings. But the dancing, the costumes,
it's
fun.
It's an entertaining show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she...
I would love to see it.
By the bootstraps. I think she's done well. I think she's got to be... I think she'd be congratulated by figuring it out. That's my thought, and I'm welcome to it. Thank you very much.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it three times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
At the hour, this is the DJV show with Jennifer Horn. I can see Miles' face. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. So Miles is in the studio with me. Hi, Miles. Want to say hi to Gramps? What about it? Oh, come on. You're going to be shy now? He's got a headset on. We'll post
these pictures. Let me try this. Ready?
On the Facebook page. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Miles.
I just need my food to you.
I'm eating my fruit yogurt.
You are a very polite boy. He doesn't want to talk while he's eating, Dougie.
Ah.
Well,
that's Jennifer. You want to say hi to Jennifer? That's Jennifer's voice. You want to say hi to
Jennifer?
He
doesn't get that from Gramps.
When you're eating.
What's that?
Not eating on air. not choking on berries right before you come on.
Does Miles have a shot? Does he say blueberries or blueberries?
You say blueberries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he call it the food store?
He doesn't call it the food store. So he's now got his he's got the headsets on. For those of you who are wondering, Miles is my grandson. He and his mother, my daughter Megan. Do you know your mother's name is Megan, Miles?
He doesn't.
What's your mother's name?
Megan.
Yeah, Megan. And
I must move this chair.
You're gonna get. What are you gonna do?
I must move this chair. He's
gonna move the chair. All right, so do you want to tell everybody what your name is?
Yeah.
What is it?
What's your name?
My name.
But he doesn't say Miles. It's got the funniest thing. What does he say, Megan?
Mizen.
For whatever the reason. Yes, Mizen. So, Miles, you want to be a radio star when you grow up? You can be on the radio like Gramps.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
That little voice is so cute.
You know, when your mommy was little, she used to go on the air with me, and so did Uncle Brendan. Yeah, they'd sit kind of right there, and they'd talk about things, tell us stories, things that were important. Some things weren't too important. You know?
Miles, can he hear me, Dougie?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Miles, did you go into the river yesterday and play with rocks?
I found a memory rock.
A memory rock.
Wow.
Did you post that on your Facebook page?
Yeah, Instagram.
All right. It was on Instagram.
It looked like lots of fun. Did you see any fishies?
I didn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Uh huh.
Boats.
You saw boats?
Boats.
Yeah. Wow. He was up in Maine yesterday, and he was looking at the fish, the boats, the whole thing.
He's a much more exciting life than we do. That's
yeah. Miles, what did you say, Mommy?
Miles, did we see a lighthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we like. I've interviewed people that were adults like this. I've asked them like 35 questions, and they'd say, yeah. Or no, maybe.
What's Miles' favorite thing on the farm?
What do you like on the farm best, Miles?
Horses and cows.
What else?
Has Miles been to milking school yet?
No, he hasn't, but he got a ride yesterday on a tractor. We're posting those pictures too. Yeah. Do you like riding on that tractor?
Yeah.
Yeah. What color are the tractors?
Red.
They're red.
Good answer. We want them to be red.
That's red. Yeah, the microphone cable is red as well. He's checking that out. So
wow, he knows his colors. He knows his stuff.
He does.
He's got two pretty brilliant parents. So if he didn't know his stuff, I would be surprised.
Miles, you think your mother is brilliant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good answer. Just wait till you're a teenager. Then you're going to say, Mommy.
Uh-huh. All right. So what else, Miles, is going on? What are we going to do today? We're going to bale some hay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe take a ride in that truck? That's a good idea. Okay, I think we're about done now. The headsets have just come off. It's time for having a little breakfast. All right, so fun.
Bye, Miles.
Bye. Everybody says bye, Miles. Just want to say bye?
Bye.
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 There's Mr. Rogers when we need him.
Very
right?
cute.
Okay, so there are pictures of John Stamos naked.
Ooh, where? Googling.
Okay.
We're back. You've got our attention.
Yes, I figured I might. Well, that's true, though. This is a picture. Let's see here. Where was this taken? He's behind some bush. Looks like it might be at his house. It was his birthday, apparently, or somebody's birthday. He came and decided that he would...
outdoor shower.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't even have to feel bad about looking at it because he posted it himself.
Yeah, he said 54 very nice and clean. Thanks for the birthday wishes.
He's 54?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He does not age.
No, he looks great.
Yeah, good for him. I have a great regard for him. I thought he did a good job on the 4th of July celebration. I thought he came across well, believable, and very likable, frankly. So,
I really liked him. I don't know if you guys ever watched Grandfathered. It was on last season. I loved that show. I thought it was very cute.
I heard great things about that. Didn't it get canceled after?
It did. One, it was so good. It won't be back this fall, but it was such a great show. I'm going to miss it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the sports news, shall we? Lots of things going on in the world of sports. So we have both Jennifer and Victoria. Who's been following Tiger Woods? Speaking of nude photos.
Yeah, right. Speaking of.
All right. So, Victoria, what's the story here? Why is he suing? Who took his picture naked?
Well, Tiger is suing.
Celebrity Jihad.
Yeah, he's suing that website if they don't remove the graphic selfies of him with his ex-girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn, who's the U.S. skier. What
kind of a moron takes pictures like that and doesn't expect they're going to get out in public?
Naked
selfies.
Well, the photos came from Lindsey Vonn's phone. That's who got hacked. So it just happened to be that Tiger had sent her naked photos of himself while they were dating, and I guess she kept them on her phone, and then her phone got hacked.
Well.
Now, maybe she kept them, I don't know, I don't have any pictures of any ex-boyfriends, so I'm not really sure why she did that, but...
Notice she said ex-boyfriends, but Lewis.
But right. So a lot of other celebrities, including Miley Cyrus, Kristen Stewart, and Catherine McPhee, have also been hacked. And so the same website.
They all have naked pictures of themselves on their own?
Yes. Yep.
Really? Do you have naked pictures of yourself on your cell phone?
Nope.
Jennifer, you have any naked pictures of you on your cell phone?
No.
Kara, you got naked pictures of you on your cell phone?
I don't, but I'm curious about whether any of us would actually admit to it if we did.
If I did, I would, but I don't.
Just kidding. How about you, Dougie? What you got? I know you do.
I don't even take pictures of me, never mind naked or otherwise.
You are such a Polaroid king. I bet you took a Polaroid or two.
No.
You know what, lies? But if you did, Doug, then that's truly the only safe way to do it.
What?
You're Polaroids.
Oh, Polaroids.
Yeah.
All right. I'll remember that. Ric Flair for my next naked selfie.
This
portrait.
I can get behind. Cause
all right, Jennifer, what's going on with Ric Flair?
I was the wrestling girl. Well, Ric Flair, remember last week he got the reports that he was in really bad shape, that he had this alcohol problem with it, or a heart problem because of alcohol use. Well, it seems that Ric Flair is awake. He's communicating and progressing, according to his rep. The legendary wrestler has been hospitalized in critical condition since he was undergone surgery, and he suffered from multiple organ problems. It looked very bleak and grim last week, according to the accounts of his family. But according to his representative, he's not out of the woods yet. She said there's still complications, so Rick needs to rest. Melinda is her name. That's his representative. And she thanked fans for their outpouring of prayers and well wishes, said Flair's a survivor, literally. He was struck by lightning. He also survived a plane crash in his past. Some paparazzi caught up with Hulk Hogan at Newark Airport to get his thoughts on Ric Flair's progress. And Hulk Hogan said, thank God, Rick is doing better. When asked if he was planning on going to visit him in the hospital, Hulk said, you know I am. I was just on the phone with his family a few hours ago. And that's what's kind of cool about this wrestling community is I've been looking online about Ric Flair. And a lot of what you see are a lot of wrestlers who have sent out support, former wrestlers or maybe people who worked with Rick, sending out well wishes to him. So there you go. He's doing a little better.
Derek Jeter has become a father for the first time, and he's actually married to the mother of his child. That's a rarity these days, isn't it?
Right.
Am I being a little... Hannah Jeter. That's a name. Say that quickly 100 times. Hannah Jeter. But you can't say it fast.
What was her... Hannah Jeter. What was her non-married name? I forget now. Hannah... She was a big...
Her last name was Hannah Poor. No, I'm just
kidding. Hannah Barbera. So they had their first child. Jeter's players tweeted, congratulations, Derek and Hannah B. Jeter, on the birth of your baby girl, Bella Rain. Yeah, nice name, Bella Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Now, is it R-A-I-N or R-E-I-G-N?
R-A-I-N-E. Yankee fans quick to point out, Victoria, that Bella Rain also shares a birthday with Jeter's former teammate, Jorge, is it Posada?
Jorge Posada. Yeah, that's a big deal. And the Yankee fans think this is like some sort of a great sign.
A sign?
Something to come. I don't know what. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's the story of Derek Jeter's new baby. Now, at the other end of the spectrum in the sports world, the story of Julia Hawkins, who is 101 years young. She had a show of speed. I think we talked about her a week or so ago because she was entering into a track and field marathon. She's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She ran 40.12 for the 100-meter race at the U.S. Track and Field Masters Outdoor Championship. Wow, that's pretty good. She ran in June the same race at 39.62 seconds, which is... for her age group, a world record by 6 seconds. She took up running last year at the age of 100.
It's amazing.
Excuse me. Article in Runner's World. She said, quote, I knew I could run because I'm always in the yard working. When the phone rings, I run inside to answer it. Not the only woman to turn in an impressive performance at the championships. Mary Norcauer, who's 92, also from Baton Rouge, ran in the same heat, got a 33.21 second. She entered 4 running events and 6 field events. Won them all for her age category. Wow. Let's see here. Some other women. 68-year-old Sabra Harvey ran meet in 5 hours, 33 minutes, 41 seconds. What in the world was that? Is that a marathon? The marathon a part of this, too. Is that right?
Not sure. I think so.
Anyway, some 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds, 90-year-olds, 100-year-olds. Man, I don't know what's in the water down there, but let's have some of it brought up here and drink away. Good for them. Don't you love that? I love those stories. I love stories of people as they get older who still can achieve. You can put your mind on anything and get it done. I firmly believe that. Anything in your heart's desire, what's in your mind, you put your mind on it and you can get it done. This is this is the kind of stuff that people like to hear more of. By the way, a lot of questions about podcasts of the DJV show. Easy to do, easy to get. Any wireless device, just go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV. Get it automatically delivered to your smartphone every day. Podcast 2 on iTunes if you want. Stitcher, that's where it is, right? Stitcher, iTunes, all those places. So enjoy us. Take us with you wherever you go. 47 past the hour on the DJV show.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I want to make sure you remind yourself or perhaps your boss, if you're not the boss, but you're aware of the need for somebody, like there's somebody, your job has been compromised because your best friend left and went to work for another company, so you're having to do the work of two people, and you can't do either job right. So you go to the boss and say, we've got to do something about this, boss. And the boss says, well, what do you want me to do? And you say to the boss, go to ziprecruiter.com and post the job so that by this time tomorrow we'll have candidates and you can have good production and I'm not working my fingers to the bone for 12, 14 hours a day. How's that for a scenario? ZipRecruiter. Post that job. It'll automatically go to hundreds of job sites. One click and one click only, and you have entree to their powerful technology. They are different. Because they bring the qualified candidates to you. You don't have to find them. No emails, no calls, all that stuff. Nope. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/DJV. Post the jobs for the first time free and watch all of the candidates, the applicants come in so that you can keep all your employees happy, including the one that's working twice as hard. That's at ziprecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at Fort Imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 53 after the hour, as we bring some energy and life and medical information to you, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, has a very successful practice in Salt Lake City, Utah. I've been on this program for, I don't know, 10, 11 years, 12 years. When was it?
It's more than a decade now.
It is. I'm trying to remember. Yes. I went there to do a personal appearance at the station that carries this program, and then you were there, and it was like... it was not love at first sight, but we liked each other.
It was pretty close. It was like at first sight. And I could see the way you were sitting, you weren't comfortable, so I drug you over to my office to take care of you.
That was how it started. Yes, exactly. Yes. I wish you were around me now. I think, did I talk to you about whacking my head last week? I don't think I did I?
I don't think you did.
No, all right. So let's have a study in what to do when you do, when things happen that you really can't control. This is for everybody. I do wish that I'm tempted actually even to get on a plane and come see you. I hit my head really hard, my forehead, on a piece of equipment when I was working on it. I didn't see the... I was more focused on fixing that which was broken rather than the rest of the machine. So as I leaned over to do the work, I whacked my forehead. I really whacked it pretty hard. I stunned myself. And it cut in my forehead and that sort of thing. And then I got kind of dizzy, and then when I drove, I got a little punky, and then I felt a little upset to my stomach, and, you know, yada, yada. And
sounds
fast
like
forward.
Shock.
Well, yeah. It was, yeah, whatever it was, it slowed me down. The last couple of days, the girls have said I sounded slow on the air, and that's been, I've been measured, maybe that's what it was. I was told I had a scintillating sarcoma, which apparently means that you are not getting enough... For a while, not a lot of blood quite got to that region of my head. And I've had a sort of steady, dull, not a throbbing headache, but it's been constant unless I take Advil. So I'm figuring that not only did I do something to my brain, but when I snap my head back, there may be something in my neck or my shoulders.
Well, there probably is, you know, because between the first two bones of the neck, there is no disc. That's where the great range
of motion. You talking about me, or are you talking about everybody?
Anybody. There's no disc between C1 and C2. That's where the great range of motion of the head on the neck comes from. Mm-hmm. But that range of motion comes at a price because it's a very unstable joint. And you whack your head like that, your body's going to create an inflammatory process to deal with the immediate tissue damage. There may have been a small concussion of something like that that took place, because it sounds like that's what the symptoms that followed would indicate.
But now you said to me,
if there's continuing pain, you may have misaligned yourself.
There is something about my neck that you say is unusual. I don't mind being a guinea pig for conversation, so we use it as a teachable moment. But I don't have much left in my neck, right?
Your neck looks like a typical farmer's neck. No offense. It looks like a typical farmer's neck who's banged his head one too many times. Your neck looks like some of the football people I take care of who have a history of some really rough football in their lives, mm-hmm. or other kinds of sports, downhill skiing, which we have a lot of out here, people who have repetitive injuries to the bone, ligament, disc structures of the spine. You can't knock it into balance. All you can do is knock it out any more than you can kick the tires of your car into alignment. And you probably need to get on a plane and get out here.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to get on a plane and come back there.
Well, we can meet in the middle of someplace like Carbondale, Illinois, where a few days
later. Yeah, well, yesterday would have been the day to do that.
Yeah.
But if you banged your head hard enough that you had some symptoms that followed, not the least of which would be a headache,
uh-huh.
you probably hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Especially the nausea.
Hmm.
And if someone thinks suddenly you're speaking a little slower than usual, you'll probably recover from that really quick. Because I don't hear any deficit. But
I think I'm over it now. I think it depends on when you're listening, I think maybe as much. It may take me a little longer the last few days to warm up in the morning than it does normally. I hit the ground running, but I have noticed the last 4 or 5 days that I haven't had a lot of energy, and I don't know whether it has to do with that or whether it has to do with the eclipse.
I think you have our chlorophyll, and I hope you have some Neuroplex.
I don't have either of those.
Well, guess what's getting shipped to you today?
What is the first thing you said?
Chlorophyll. Chlorophyll complex.
It's
the pure chlorophyll oil. This is the only source of that on the planet that I know of. And it is an incredibly healing agent to the vascular system, the blood vessels. And then Neuroplex is a tremendous tonic for any kind of nerve injury. So I'm going to get these in the mail to you today. Two for your name, right?
Yeah. All right, yeah. Good idea. Well, see how much we helped everybody. I don't really seriously mind being used as a guinea pig, but I think it's important to teach people what happens under these circumstances. So thank you, Jack, for that teachable moment. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.